everyone to another Everything Action commentary. It's a commentary for November 2021. I'm your host, Zach, and this time we have Chris.
Hello.
And we were trying to figure out a movie for, I guess, Thanksgiving time. And so, like, we were thinking, like, a family movie, and then also, like, football's a big part of Thanksgiving for a lot of people. So then we found on Disney Plus the Ed Asner, Don Knotts classic Gus. About a football-playing mule that kicks field goals super far. So yeah, so we're watching that for this time. None of us have seen it ever. We watched a trailer, a weird like Disney Plus modernized trailer. So that's all of our context. We'll find out what the hell this movie is. I was mainly just intrigued by the thumbnail, just Don Knotts just yelling at a mule. The thumbnail for the movie is just literally just donking a football helmet. Then I just say screaming at it. So it's just like, okay, what is this?
It got me thinking about Air Bud and how I thought Air Bud was the first animal like sports movie person, but apparently it's not. And I was really shocked.
This is the ancestor of like Air Bud and MVP and all those other like Ed, like also like the 90s animal sport movies. Gus was like the first. So yeah, so we're checking it out. We are on it's on Disney Plus, obviously, so we're watching on there. And I think it's also on DVD and VHS. So if you have either a copy of those or rent it possibly, it's not Disney Plus.
Or you know the descendant of Gus.
Yeah. Disney Plus is probably the easiest place to find it. So, but yeah, we are paused at zero. So if you've got whatever copy of you have, pause it. But apparently before it says like Buena Vista Pictures. But yeah, I will give a countdown. And we'll get started here. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, I'm surprised, maybe we'll get it. Like, I'm surprised it's not like a. Usually, like these old Disney movies start with like a song.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not like handwritten, like intro stuff, like they used to do for cartoons.
Yeah, I'm also like I was reading a little bit about like Gus and then like his like Gus's like owner Andy that will be like I think he's in the like kid that stands. It's like yeah, they're from like Yugoslavia. So like, is it like were they like a communist country in the 70s? Like, is Gus a commie?
Technically, if you think about the rules of the movie,
is this filler on the roof now?
Yeah.
If I was a rich man, yeah.
Meanwhile, in wine country of like LA.
Wow. Okay. Not again.
Why is this wine country like from like the early 21st century, 20th century?
This damn kid fell in the well again.
Not a kid. That's a man, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a at least mid-20s.
How does this farmer know about deep-sea divers?
We watch the Jacques Cousteau on the TV.
Anyway, they just leave him. Like, he's probably got a concussion. Just, all right, bye.
Like, he literally just almost drowned. It's like, oh, you stupid kid.
Was that a Yugoslavian accent?
Yeah, he has literally no accent. Gus, could you do that again?
There's the hand-painted stuff.
Gus.
Was it even Air Gus? Also, how did this like how did this like random
newspaper.
Yeah, like how did they get a Yugoslavian newspaper?
Wait, so they have actual NFL teams except for the main team. It's a fake team, but they're playing real teams.
Well, what, is the movie still credits still going? What's happening? They already did
Jerry Grimes,
intro, but like they're
Jim
doing
Conway.
It again. Man, Green Bay backers are like dicks in the 60s or the 70s.
This is some like super high quality like game footage.
It's like HD footage. Wow, yeah. There's more like credits in them.
Johnny Unitas as himself. But Dick Buckus is not himself.
What's that that sports team? Oh, the Isotopes from The Simpsons?
Yes.
So they're all the Isotopes.
Basically the Isotopes. Oh, they also don't have their name on the back of their jersey. It just says Adams.
They're all related.
They're all just ads.
I do not like how this credit sequence goes.
Where it just like it just keeps interrupting.
Yep.
James Brown. Oh man, there's NFL legend. Where's Larry Zonka? Oh my God. When is someone gonna get like a football to the groin? That's what I'm gonna say.
I don't know, I would kind of watch this football game more. There's like hilarious bloopers happening.
Yeah.
And this is all the same game?
No, I think it's just like a highlight. Like Don Knotts is somehow edited like a highlight reel.
Of which, failures?
In like the 70s, like he had like spliced film together.
Hey, who needs Gus if we have this guy?
So they're gonna replace their only good player with Gus.
You guys are still down like 30 points. Like
the game's probably like 3-48 or something.
Oh Oh my god, they killed him.
They killed him. He's out for the season.
This is why you need the donkey player, because you murdered your own field goal.
Was it best relevant media, the best of worst? Like, it's a Tumblr party in here.
Which one is that?
The Carrie Mitchell clip. The Carrie Mitchell is like, it's gonna be a Tumblr party. He's just gonna downing Tums.
Oh my god, this movie's extended runtime is because they keep breaking every minute to introduce more credits.
I think it's done. Directed it means it's over.
I don't know. I feel like it's got one more hidden slowdown.
So they represent the entire state of California.
It's before the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
I always thought it was something you do with your fingers. You didn't just have it on a handle. Oh.
Oh, crotchy head Asner. Or missed.
This is before, like, the NFL really gave rules about these things, right? Like, what kind of people you could hire? This seems like a high school band.
This is, like, random, like, high school kids or college kids. Were they Milli Vanilli? Were they, like just marching to, like, a recording?
I mean, up until that point, pretty good, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this movie is really an Ed Asner movie, not a Don Knotts movie.
Yeah.
Does a team normally have, like, 15 coaches?
I think it's part of the joke that Don Knotts is a terrible coach.
Also has killer rage.
Mm-hmm. Debbie's Yugoslavian?
She's Yugoslavian? Uh-oh, he's like smelling problems.
She's Dave Dick Butkus.
As himself, right?
What? No, he's playing a character, and then Johnny Unitas is playing himself.
Ah. Man, pre-9/11, you could just bring a donkey in, no problem.
Underhand.
A brother.
His soccer player brother. Like, that's the beginning. Like, they're watching his brother play. He's like a soccer star or something. Wow, this is some blue screen. It's like they're really there.
Ah, Nazis on speed.
Was speed around the 70s, or was it just coke?
No, I think it was like barbiturates. Whoa, Ludes. That is some lewds. Some early ass CGI. Yeah, it's getting more and more prevalent.
Get out there, you baby! You're not gonna steal my fame from me. Oh boy. I think we all see where this is going.
Oh yeah. Gus hates, like, female pyramids. So this impressive shot for, like, the time, right? Like, 76, they have this much green screen. Star Wars mm-hmm. came out, like, if you think about it.
The year after, yeah.
And then the cheerleader team was murdered.
Is that normal? Like, you only play 14 games in a season?
I think it's like if you just get the exposition season, right? And then after that, it's...
Well, it's playoffs and Super Bowl.
Playoffs, so, yeah. But... So they just play the regular season. You should need a lawyer. This is all, like,
yeah.
super illegal to just make a, like, backdoor deal like this.
Classic sports, like, what was it, Major League? Like, it's like all about, like, trying to, like, some sort of weird bet, like, contract thing.
Did he also use a magic donkey to help him?
Yeah. Oh, Andy.
Stealing a man's wife.
He's definitely doing like an Irish accent or something. It's not. It's definitely not like a Russian, like Yugoslavian accent.
Oh, it's not like some sort of like high European country. It sounds like wants to be Irish.
Oh man, gun. Dick Buckus is pissed.
Was Dick Buckus also in Beverly Hills Cop?
Maybe.
I know he's like a real. Oh, he was other things. Hold on. Oh, he was in Brian's Song.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was one of those like one of the football guys that had like a pretty like prolific like
post career
movie
right.
career. Yeah. Jaws. Or just like black eye or something.
Surprised they have like a bite mark on his throat.
It feels like all these games were like filmed in like a high school like football field or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like an NFL stadium even in the 70s.
Like a minor league.
Yeah. Well, I guess I read like trivia or something where like they brought like an AstroTurf field into like the back lot of Disney or something, and they filmed pretty much all the football games in like this like AstroTurf field they brought in.
Oh, this is like made in a parking lot?
They put it like the parking lot of Disney.
Well, they couldn't afford a real stadium, like, but they couldn't visit one.
Yeah,
I guess all the money went into the CGI.
I wonder how. I mean, I don't know what the NFL license was in the 70s, but I'm sure it was probably pretty expensive to like get like the actual teams. Don't you have, like, license? You have to like license the Super Bowl too, like, cause that's like a trademarked term.
Is it?
That's why like a bunch of places don't like everyone who's not like the NFL calls it the big game.
Oh, that makes sense then.
If you actually like use the term Super Bowl, you have to like, pay the NFL or something.
No, I feel like it's still against the rules. You can't just do that. And technically,
I'll allow
like...
it.
Also, I feel like it's too many players, right? The trainer and the donkey.
There's too many. There's like, you can only have like 11 guys in the field or something.
Right. So. Go for the real book, you know, like, is there a Gus rule now, like, because of this?
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't count for animals.
It was a much more lenient time in the 70s.
Isn't like a kid playing, this isn't a girl playing, this is an animal.
Yeah. I want to see a team like you know, like 2021 or like modern times be like, we're gonna have like a gorilla on our team or something. There's no rule.
Ed Asner was so sure of himself.
I think Ed Asner has a gambling problem.
Yep. He's like, you want to double down?
He's like fucking Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. Like... I'm winning this bet. I'm gonna make an even crazier bet then.
This is Uncut Gems meets Air Bud, isn't it? Uncut Bud.
Uncut Gus. So does Andy count as a player, or he's just like
yeah, that's all I know. The 11-man team, is he
like
count?
He's basically just like the like the holder you put the ball on.
Well, I mean, the donkey's got a 100-yard kick, so if you can get him within 15 on your side, you'll guaranteed 100 on their side. You know, like you can kind of make it across. Did you see the string on the foot? It's a blink and you miss it thing, but like there's like fish wire you'll see on the foot that's like pulling it. You murdered another one, Dick Butkus.
You happy now, Dick Butkus? Wow.
Wow, I feel like this is super illegal to do, right? Like,
this
guy's like a head injury.
And it's just like, get him out there! He doesn't need to be conscious to hold the ball. Oh man, old school sauna.
Yep. Like an ex-con?
Yes.
What was this guy in for? Ah, I killed a lot of like a donkey killer, like a serial donkey killer.
Yeah.
Is that the dad from the Wonder Years?
Yep, Tom Bosley and then Tim Conway.
Oh. Hard to see, like, Tim Conway with that much hair.
Yeah. The warden has been in a ton of stuff, too. I can't remember his name, though.
No, he's been in a lot of, like, Fairly Brother things.
Yeah.
So they're, I guess they're con men?
Just like generic criminals. Like.
Yeah. They just like pull up and just drive by and gust, like just shoot them.
Yep, driving to the middle of the desert to shoot them both. the darkest role in Cowboy's career.
You had to hire, like, specialty con men to do this? Like, doesn't seem like a specialist move. You know, it's charming in a way, you know, the fact that Gus is almost as smart as like a regular human.
Yeah.
This has very like Disney movie vibes. That's not a real donkey they're carrying over there. The budget keeps shifting of effects. Bringing a Schlitz over here. We have that right now, and it didn't change.
Yeah.
We just don't. We don't even have a like football kicking donkey. This is better back then.
It's like, see, and all these guys are like from the Great Depression. Like.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of like tramps.
Yeah.
Is this like a preacher? Is this the news? What's going on? Like this cult channel. I want to see more feel good segments like this.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a sports show. Like.
What the hell's Telstar?
some sort of satellite, 70s satellite phone or something. Wow.
Wow, the dad is terrible.
His dad's a dick.
Dad's the real villain.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, everyone's like in America, it's just like, what do we do now? Kill the donkey. I mean, secure it.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
If we can't keep it, it can't. No one else can. It knows too much.
Hello, no.
Oh, I like this plan.
Oh boy.
They're gonna get drunk on like cheap vodka. But like, wouldn't Gus be smart enough? Also, I like how in a Disney movie this happened. Like,
yeah, they got donkey drunk.
Did they fire the last, like, sports announcers?
Yeah, what, like, are Chad Unitas, like, Pepper, like, only for, like, a certain city or something? What's going on, everybody? It's me, Gus.
You know, I kind of remember Disney cartoons also had a lot of drunk characters.
Yeah.
Like, Dumbo had drunk characters. I think Mickey got drunk once, like, in their classic stuff.
Who wants to see me kick a field goal? Give me that ball.
You know what? I don't want to play football anymore. I want to bite children.
I'll kick that ball 200 yards. Ha ha ha!
Yeah, Gus is still an animal. It's...
Yep.
This is still a win. The town loves it.
Everyone loves it.
Why does the mayor look like Mr. Monopoly?
He's a monocle. Oh, they haven't do like the kickoff too.
I feel like these guys are just playing outside of the rules, so no matter what they do, it doesn't really affect the league, but here we are.
Wait, so the Rams represent Los Angeles, but then the Adams are like represent all of California.
Yeah, they have the hardest category.
What the hell that happened?
Yeah, what? He's messed with the buckus.
You mess with the buckus, you get the dick. Well, he's dead.
That's how he quickly wrote the guy off.
Well, he's gone. He'll never jump again. I think I read this is like the animation building at Disney.
They just like retrofit to a hospital looking place.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. This movie feels like it really is budgety. But I feel like you don't need that much of a high budget. Yeah, these nurses need to say something.
That's not suspicious. They're really gonna amp up their like schemes. Like, we're gonna suck all Andy's blood out.
Dead.
Let me walk like 20 feet down the hallway, drop down the laundry chutes. They made a fake hospital.
Oh, skate music. Oh, that sounded terrible. He's dead.
This isn't even a real hospital.
Why is she smiling about that?
throw the cat at him. Wait, is this supposed to be Andy's, like is this supposed to be Andy's x-ray?
I feel like he has way too many bones in that photo.
Yeah, and also, like, he's, like, sterile now. Like, he was like, standing in front of an x-ray machine with no protection. Oh, wow, this is like, Disney animation.
Yeah, but this is the, reminds me of Total Recall. They do like the
stare. Yeah. They both have like radiation poisoning now. No one else can hold the football for Gus.
Apparently not.
Oh.
Oh, you know it's the girl.
Yeah. Well, they don't need Andy anymore.
Yeah, we can send Andy back to Yugoslavia.
Yeah, we'll keep Gus, send Andy back. Oh boy.
The airport bar?
The airport? Oh, damn.
Ooh. Is that a motivational speech? Because it didn't work.
Wait, is this Ed Asner's house?
Uh-oh, he's come to kill
like
him.
He lives.
That's how this that part ends.
We win again Super Bowl. Here we come. That's a terrible sign. We win again Super Bowl. Here we come.
Oh yeah, Don Knotts in this movie. I feel like he filled in all his scenes in a day.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you hear that music, it's...
They bug the phone? They know where he is based just on that.
Everyone knows too much about each other's business.
Tom Bosley's a master of disguise. So, like, Aiden doesn't recognize this. This is the doctor from the hospital.
Yeah, same guy.
He has mustache. It can't be the same guy.
Whoa, what's up with this, like, evil music? Like, there's not enough evil music, right? It's like, they already stole the donkey. It should be more suspenseful, where it's like, aha! Okay, it's back again.
Yeah.
Like sneaking evil music.
Also, I feel like all you've seen of Gus seems like he wouldn't just be like, all right, I guess I'm captured now, whatever.
Like, my new parents now.
Yeah, I feel like he would like kicked Mel in the face or something. You're like done some sort of like.
Yeah, I feel like he would put more of a fight.
Yeah, he would have done something to like get away from them.
Air Bud did that.
Yeah. Just like, I guess you guys got me. All right.
Uh-oh, they gotta sleep with the donkey? What? Why keep it in the room with you?
Yeah. Gus is just like, who am I sleeping with?
Who do you think it's gonna be?
I like how the bed just like doubled in size. Gus is like, I'm the big spoon.
Take that, Tim Conway.
Yeah. Oh, they're finally back, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's only when the games are at NBC because Johnny Unitas had an NBC jacket on. Wait, they're playing another fake team? They've had real teams the entire movie, and now it's just like, I don't know, Michigan Mammoths?
Is that a real team at one point, or?
No, it's not. Never a real team. Maybe there was like a weird like NFL thing where like you couldn't like
license the name,
or you couldn't have a like. One of the real teams be in the Super Bowl that they never were in the Super Bowl. I don't what the hell? When the hell is like the Super Bowl game airing? Because like they just ordered breakfast, and now the game's starting.
It's like, isn't football usually in the afternoon, not like at 10 a.m.?
Super Bowl usually starts like six at night. Like this is like in the morning.
I feel like they really made that donkey kick that TV.
Yeah.
Finally, this movie's like now about the donkey about to do shit. Like, I actually thought Gus would do more like this. Actually, for like almost 70% of the movie, it's really just about everyone else besides Gus.
Yeah. Gus should have done that as soon as like Tinkerbell tried to get him out of the trailer, just like kicked Tinkerbell in the head or something.
Gets hit by a Mack truck.
Oh, God. They have a chopper?
This is, football budget's crazy. Like, their team budget went up really big, so now they can afford their own, like, donkey chopper. Ralph is actually, like, a nationwide store in mm-hmm. L.A. Is this traditional Yugoslavian donkey chasing music?
Yeah. Special Pepsi.
So Gus was smart enough for a long time to know all this.
Yeah,
he's buying like free breakfast.
He's able to outsmart like these criminals, but he got himself captured.
I wonder if they actually did film this in a real Ralph's, or did they
It
build a
seems
fake
like it, yeah.
Ralph's?
I mean, it's all like real food, so.
Oh, 70s bodybuilder.
Is it post toasties? Shasta.
How are they still allowed in the store? Like, this is so many antics happening.
Yeah. Oh, the antics.
This looks like Evil Dead. Like, just like how the red and the mustard, like the ketchup and the mustard, like reflecting off him.
Yeah.
It does look like a Sam Raimi thing.
I would also love it if, like, they didn't tell anyone in the store that they were doing this. It's like, Tom Bossy to come and show up there doing crap. It's like, why is there's like real shoppers like, why is there a donkey?
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah. Oh man, super old school hamburger helper and tuna helper.
A huge box of hamburger helper.
I didn't realize tuna helper was that old. I thought it was like a newer thing.
I don't see commercials for tuna helper a lot.
Well, because they have tuna chicken and regular hamburger helper now. This is like a like spot the old brand scene. Just look on the shelves with like old 70s food.
This is something that dinosaur
Dracula
would do.
Yeah. It's Tim Conway.
Oh, it's turning Gus on. How are you guys just chucking at people?
Yeah.
Or just happy to be in the movie. See, I mean, like, if you could feel the pad run time based on these things. That's like 100,000 now.
Yeah. I think that's a deal more than that. Yeah, like no manager has showed up, like no employees are apparently like what here working here, like.
Yeah, Ralphs don't care. You could just
yeah.
throw a donkey in it, doesn't give a shit. You can do this today.
You climb the shelf, like
destroy half like the displays.
Yeah. I mean, he's got Tom Hardy. This is where Venom got that idea. They stole it from Gus.
Gus did it first.
What was that? A Carnation breakfast bar?
Oh, they had those back then. What's going on at Rouse where someone's doing like a wedding cake?
Oh, wait, was it old school Doritos?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, God. They said a coffee setup? You could just, like, get coffee at Ralph's?
Free coffee, or did you buy coffee to go?
They had a coffee thing set up. And, like, cake set up.
I guess it was a free cake and coffee event for the anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're still, like, in the air.
The Super Bowl has to be almost over.
Like, yeah, I know, this is, like, a long,
this has been, like,
long
this has been, like, hours.
Wait, how do they know that?
Wait, so it's 16-0. It's the fourth quarter. So Gus has to kick like 6 field goals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this would like shock a donkey if you just did an airlift
yeah.
like this. Man, anything went in Super Bowl 10.
Oh, man.
What's happening?
What the hell is he doing?
I guess he's breathing or doing like a throat, like.
It's like, yeah, I guess it's like throat spray or something, I guess.
He's like screaming into it.
Ten seconds left.
The Papa's the villain.
Yeah. Was this before, like, kneeling? Because, like they obviously would have kneeled, like, way before this and, like, ended the game.
Yeah, but I think it was a Disney movie. You don't want to show people praying.
Yeah, this is exactly why, like, teams kneel now. Jesus.
Oh my God, he's gonna kill Gus, isn't he?
God, that feels like a fucking mud pile.
Oh, anyway, back to the Yugoslavian run music.
Yeah. It's like the Borat theme.
I feel like him not having a helmet's like a violation right now.
Yeah. Wait, he ran to the end zone, like, back.
The wrong end zone. This would have been a safety.
Yeah.
He's running like over 80 yards, if you think about it.
Yeah.
He's going from one zone to the other.
Yep. Fumble. Also, the clock is run out, so.
Yeah, the play's over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's until the ball is dead, which is, as it's still active.
Is it still active?
It's like a fumble. I got, yeah. They're really pushing a definition of like an active ball.
Yeah, breaking all the rules.
And so ends the weirdest Super Bowl in NFL history. I respect you now, son. I respect you. You actually did something.
You are a real U.S. star.
A number one USA.
Oh, he did it on purpose. He risked everyone's career. And we don't even know the fallout from it. For like any of the backlash.
I guess Ed Ezra keeps the team. And the guy, there's still has to pay for like the next year of the team. Like wasn't that their bet? Like either like if they lost Ed Ezra lost the team, but then if he win, like our guy had to like pay for the team for like another
refinance
year.
Refinance them, yeah.
Yeah.
And then but then Gus can be bought by anyone else then.
Oh my god. Yeah, I want to see the sequel where it's like they like Gus becomes a free agent or like other teams are just like, we're buying Gus, the Packers buy Gus.
But in this world, I can see I can see them being like where everyone's trying to break the rules and trying to like cram as much.
Oh my god. Yeah, the other sequel is like every team gets an animal now.
Every like, team has a gimmick.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, gorillas and, like, horses and...
Kangaroos.
Yeah. We found a kangaroo that can catch passes. Or we have a gorilla linebacker now.
So, I could see, basically... I want to see more of this Gus world. It's kind of like when, Air Bud introduced the idea that animals can be indoctrinated into like sports, and they just don't mention how anyone else has the same idea. Like, I want to see a movie where they do that. Like, it's always like one team with the one gimmick, but I want to see someone also adapt it and they have to fight against each other.
Yeah, I want to see like a team fights like they get like the Mammoths or whatever, like the team that like Dick Buckus ended up on. Like they get an evil, like they get like an evil Gus or something. They get their own Gus. That's like the rival Gus.
Instead of like a donkey, it's a horse. So it's like, you know, they talk about how pure their horse is, and it's just like, you know, fuck donkeys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it holds up. Like it's really about Ed Asner than it is about anyone else, I think.
And then like
plays a big role, but really, it's Ed Asner like doing crazy gambles.
Yeah, it's weird that Don Knotts is like the face of like the thumbnail because he just has like a couple like random scenes, but like yeah, it's definitely like more Ed Asner and also like Tom Bosley and Tim Conway just like doing random like especially that like that end scene of the supermarket is just like just like let Tom Bosley and Tim Conway just like do random like slapstick antics for like 20 minutes.
Did Don Knotts even talk to Gus? No,
I feel like that's what we were talking about. Like, I feel like Don Knotts just came on, like he just came into like the blue screen studio for like a day and just filmed everything.
Because it didn't seem like Don Knotts was like pep talking Gus or like saying anything. It just seemed like everyone had their own skits that just they filmed together.
Yeah.
But,
and then Dick Van Patten's role was weird too, because like he just like he was the go between like the other guy and then like Tim Conway. Like Tom Bosley, like he just hired them.
Yeah,
but they didn't do anything else. Like he's just like a
stood around
criminal agent.
I mean, it was interesting. He didn't really do much. I feel like
I know a bunch of criminals. I know the two guys who can do this.
They seem like really good car thieves, but not so much anything else.
Yeah, it seems like they were like mostly like con artists, and then Tom Bosley was just like able to like he was like a master disguise or like, not really, but like that was his gimmick. I'm just like, I want to put a fake mustache on. But so that was Gus, the 1976 classic. So any other final thoughts, Chris, or?
I just want to know if the dad actually was really proud of the son, because it seemed like he didn't really answer him. He's like, I guess he did it. And then it's just like, is he not going to bring up and goes, but your brother did it better? Like, is he going to do that at the end?
It's like, you won the Super Bowl, but your brother won the World Cup. So, you know, he's still better than you. But yeah, so I guess I'll do it for this month's commentary. We'll be back next month with another commentary, which I think will be something Christmas related. Obviously, it'll be December, so we'll try to do some sort of holiday movie. But definitely come back for that and head over to the site for all the regular stuff. And so for Chris, I am Zach, and we will see you next time.
For more Everything Action, head to www.everythingaction.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @EVAction. On Facebook by searching for Everything Action, and follow us on Instagram @everything.action. You can also subscribe and get more episodes on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.